I will open the Senate Rules Committee for June 19th, or 18th. 18th. Today, at this particular meeting, we will be doing only executive appointments, and I'm opening a public hearing on the appointment of Robin Shellcross to the State Board of Psychologist Examiners.
Hello, Robin?
Yes.
All right.
Hi, Robin.
This is Robin Shellcross.
Hi, Robin. This is Senator Devlin, and I'm here with some of the members of the Rules Committee. We're considering your appointment today. We're going to go through a large number of hearings, and then we'll come back later and take action on these hearings.
Okay.
So all I need for you to basically do is tell the committee why you're interested in this appointment, a little bit about your qualifications, and just a couple minutes is all.
Yes, well, thank you, Senator Devlin and other members of the Rules Committee. My full name is Dr. Robin Shellcross. I've been a licensed psychologist since 1987, and as you know, I've applied to be appointed to serve on the Oregon Board of Psychologist Examiners. So I'm very interested in, first and foremost, protecting the high quality of services we render to the consuming public, particularly Oregonians. And I'm interested in helping to support a number of issues that are facing our profession in the next several years.
Okay. Any question for Dr. Shellcross? Seeing none, thank you very much for being willing to call in today, and thank you very much for being willing to serve the state.
Okay. Thank all of you. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'll close that public hearing, and I'm opening a public hearing on the appointments of Frank Armstrong, James Edwards, and John Wilkins to the Commission for the Blind. And take a few moments for people to come forward. I understand one of the parties will be by phone. So, Mr. Armstrong or Mr. Edwards, go ahead and start at your leisure, whichever one of you wants to start first.
All right, I'll start. My name is James Edwards. I'm currently serving as the President of the American Council of Blind of Oregon. I've been involved in the council for the last 10 years of my life since I became declared legally blind, and I've decided to devote my probably the rest of my life to blindness issues and advocating for the blind, and so that's my reason for wanting to serve on the Oregon Commission for the Blind. I believe fresh insight can be helpful to the commission, and that's my goal. So.
Okay.
Thank you, Senator.
Okay. Mr. Armstrong.
Chair Devlin, this is Frank Armstrong for the Commission for the Blind. I'm a state president for the Blinded Veterans Association, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity to serve blind people here in the state of Oregon. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
Okay. Mr. Wilkins, the pro. As he transferred in.
Mr. Wilkins?
Mr. Wilkins?
Yes.
Mr. Wilkins, the process here is this is the Rules Committee. Your two other appointments to the Commission are here and have already spoken, Mr. Armstrong and Mr. Edwards. We just need to hear from you for a minute or two about your background and why you want to serve on the Commission.
I'm an ophthalmologist by training, and I went into medicine and ophthalmology to make a difference, particularly in people who were being challenged in that area. I also have served on the Beaverton School Board for 6 years, from 1995 to 2001, again, because I have a passion for education and wanting to make a difference there. The opportunity came up, and I was asked to consider joining the Commission for the Blind, and I thought that this would be a good time to do it because of the concern about how we're training are visually impaired people, as well as looking at opportunities for them to have a better crack at training and maximizing the use of their capability.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Wilkins. Does the committee have any questions for either Mr. Armstrong, Mr. Edwards, or Mr. Wilkins?
A statement, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
This institution has made the decision to close the school for the blind, and that, I believe, will create even greater incumbency upon you as appointees to this commission to make sure that the services that are needed by sight-impaired people throughout the state, particularly in our education system, are being met. So it's a heavy charge. I know that you are entering your service with enthusiasm and good attitude. It's just something that I'd like to point out, that we are under an obligation to folks to make sure they get the right services, and perhaps that job may be a bit more difficult now as we're going to disperse the students from the School for the Blind statewide. So I'd just ask you to be sensitive to those issues as you serve on the commission.
Senator, may I heartily agree with you. Now that the School for the Blind is being closed, the role of the Commission for the Blind is even more important. We've got the people who can teach Braille, orientation, mobility, cane travel, all the things that they need to know for the base of learning. I thank you very much for your remarks.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And if I might remark also that that was a very difficult decision, I believe, in both chambers, and even between different parties, in the sense that there were people that in parties that agreed with the decision and people that disagreed. I think we were simply at a point where we decided we had to make a decision. We were down to 25 young people in the School for the Blind and needing to serve about 800 school children outside. And so a difficult decision. I know that many people disagreed with the ultimate decision that was made, but it obviously has put another burden upon the commission. And I would hope that you would be doing a proper oversight role to be determining that we've actually followed through with our promises and how those young people will be served.
Thank you, Senator Devlin and committee. And we do, as speaking on behalf of the American Council of the Blind, we do understand your position, although we don't agree with it, but we do understand it. So thank
you. Any additional questions or statements? If not, thank you, Mr. Armstrong, Mr. Edwards, and Dr. Wilkins. And we will be making a recommendation on your confirmation just a little bit later today.
Okay. Please, the Chair.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I will close that public hearing. And I'm opening a public hearing on the appointment of Lisa Phipps to the...
I want to thank each and every one of them.
All of
you. You're quite welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Nice to see you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, thank you. I'm opening a public hearing on the appointment of Lisa Phipps to the Governing Board of Directors for the Geology and Mineral... Directors for the Geology and Mineral Industries, commonly referred to the agency as the GAMI. Okay. Ms. Phipps?
Chair Devlin, Senators, thank you very much for allowing me to be here today. My name is Lisa Phipps, and I'm out of Tillamook County. I know you have my interest form and my resume and employment history in front of you, so I won't bore you with those details, but I would like to reiterate from a statement that I made in my interest form that one of the compelling reasons for me to have an interest in this is my long term role with the county as the coastal resource planner, where this was one of the primary focuses of my position of dealing with landslide topography, landslide hazards, reviewing geologic hazard reports. And I would say that interest started with the very first geologic hazard report that I reviewed, where I read the report. I thought, sounds like a good place. I went out, and the site was vertical, and I realized that this was going to be an issue. So I very much understand the importance of the role that Dogami plays in land use planning, the role that they play in public safety, particularly on the coast with tsunami hazards and specifically. And I look forward to learning more about mineral resources and how the state deals with them and how best to utilize those. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer those.
Okay. Any questions for Ms. Phipps?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Mining.
Yes.
Tell me about mining.
Well, my experience with mining, Chair Devlin, Senator Ferrioli, my experience with mining has been limited to Goal 5 and its application to generally mineral resources, gravel extraction, large boulders, and the application of significant mineral overlay zones. I have not had a lot of experience with the other mineral resources that Dogami governs, and that is something that I do look forward to learning more about. It is definitely a growing importance, and the role that it's going to play, and particularly resources in general, are going to play is going to be pretty significant in the future as we look towards new means of energy and that type of thing. So,
follow up, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Tell me about recreational mining.
Like placer mining and that type of thing?
Painting, placer mining, just
sure.
Old-fashioned hard rock prospecting.
Sure. I actually, when I went to Vermont Law School, one of the classes that we had was federal management in the western states or something to that effect, and that was one of its primary focuses. And so my understanding is theoretical. I haven't ever actually gone out and mined, but I have taken the little trays out and sifted, and so I have an understanding of it, and I have a good understanding of the federal laws that surround it, but not the actual use of the laws here in Oregon.
Mr. Chairman, I'll use my proxy as a ex officio member of the Eastern Oregon Mining Association to invite you to come to any of the sites in Eastern Oregon. Baker County is a good place to start, and look around and meet some of the folks that actually do the mining,
sure,
get the miner's perspective, and I think it'll be a broadening experience for you.
I would appreciate that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any questions? And I see you've brought them back up with you. Seeing no questions,
Chair Devlin and committee, I'm here. For the record, I'm Vicki McConnell, the director of the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, and I'm here representing the governing board. None of the members could make it today, and they just asked me to say that they are really heartily pleased with this appointment, and really hope that we get the opportunity to have Ms. Phipps on the board.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I will close that public hearing, and we have one on the phone.
That's right now.
I'm opening a public hearing on the appointments of Professor Gilbert Carrasco and Dr. Marcela Mendoza to the Commission on Hispanic Affairs. And here in person is Dr. Mendoza.
And Professor Carrasco's on the phone.
Okay. Dr. Mendoza, why don't you start off and just give us a little bit of your background. You have a very extensive resume. I read it. And your interest in serving on the commission.
Senator Devlin, Senator Ferrioli, Senator Metzger, my name is Marcela Mendoza. I live in Eugene. I'm a naturalized American citizen, originally from Argentina. I am an adjunct assistant professor at the University of Oregon. I'm a researcher at the Center for the Study of Women in Society. I'm also a board member at Centro Latinoamericano, a local nonprofit in Eugene. I want to serve in the commission because I've been involved in research and outreach to the Latino community for the past 4 years. I'm currently finishing a book on Mexicans in Oregon to be published by the Oregon State University Press in spring 2010. I have authored many other publications on the subject. Before moving to Oregon, I did research and advocacy with new immigrants in Tennessee. If appointed, I'll bring to the commission my experience as a researcher, a teacher, and a member of the community. I'll be able to help identify issues and be an advocate for Oregonians of Hispanic descent. The topics that I consider more important are school achievement, workforce development, naturalization of the foreign born, and generally the integration of Latino families to the fabric of our state. I understand that the Commission monitors legislation, serves as a liaison between the community and government officials, and I am prepared to perform this task efficiently. I thank you for the opportunity to testify today, and I will welcome any questions.
Thank you, Dr. Mendoza. We'll go to Professor Carrasco first, and then we'll see if there are any questions. Professor, are you on the phone?
I am.
If you could just give us a little bit about your background. Again, the committee has your resume and your interest in serving on the commission.
Well, Mr. Chairman, distinguished members of the Rules Committee, it's my pleasure and honor to appear before you today, and I apologize, it has to be by telephone. When it was originally scheduled, I had planned to be there in person, but I am attending the American Constitution Society board meetings here in Washington, D.C., and so I'm unavailable in person after all, but I have had a long-standing interest and commitment to various Hispanic issues, and the Oregon Commission on Hispanic Affairs is an ideal conduit for really raising the consciousness of the legislature and the public about the issues that confront Latinos today, particularly in Oregon. And I have raised some of those issues with my involvement on the Law Enforcement Contacts and Policy Data Review Committee, to which I was appointed by Governor Kulongoski as well. And we have raised a number of issues involving racial profiling on that committee. And my particular interest there has been concerned with the fostering of unlicensed drivers in Oregon with the change in the driver's license protocol now, and my main concern is public safety, and I think that if we can advance the knowledge of the legislature and others about the importance of everyone being insured and driving with a driver's license, that is of critical importance to Latinos of any immigration status. Of course, the state has particular concerns that the federal government doesn't, and vice versa. And I think that my role on the commission will be to address the concerns of greatest importance to Latinos in the state of Oregon. And I think that with the leadership of Jose Ibarra as chair of the commission, we can really make a contribution to the state with regard to fairness, equity, and equality throughout the governmental system and elsewhere in the state of Oregon. My own background is really as a public interest lawyer. I've been teaching law for the past couple decades, but before that I was a lawyer with the U.S. Department of Justice in the Civil Rights Division in the Carter administration as a political appointee initially, and then afterwards I went into general litigation doing desegregation and equal credit opportunity, employment discrimination, housing discrimination, various cases all over the country, mostly in the South, but also in Chicago. And I then left and became director of the National Center for Immigrants' Rights, which is now known as the National Immigration Law Center in Los Angeles. And then after that, I was the top lawyer in the Catholic Church on immigration issues. The U.S. Catholic Conference is based in Washington, D.C., and during the legalization period, I was in charge of overseeing our national offices as well as our four regional offices in El Paso, San Francisco, New York, and Washington, and then our 106 legalization offices throughout the country. So I've had a longstanding interest and commitment to immigrants' rights, and I also have broadened that with my writing in various fields. I have books on not only immigration and nationality law, but also civil rights litigation and sexuality and discrimination. And so I'm really in favor of advancing the rights of all people to have a system of equal justice for everyone. And, of course, the Commission on Hispanic Affairs is most concerned with Latinos, but many of the rights that we are concerned with across the spectrum of different outsider groups. And so I think that the minority commissions can serve as a focal point and catalyst for positive change in the state of Oregon, and I would hope to contribute to be a part of that.
Well, thank you, Professor. Professor Carrasco and Dr. Mendoza, thank you for being here today. I'll see if there are any questions from the committee. Any questions from the committee? Well, again, thank you for your willingness to serve. This is the public hearing portion of our process. When we finish all the public hearings, we'll come back and take action on the appointments. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I will close that public hearing. And I will open the public hearing on the appointment of Cassandra Skinner Lopata. To the Oregon Liquor Control Commission.
And as Ms. Skinner-Lopata comes forward, Senator Morissette has a letter of support that he dropped off and would like all the members to have in regards to this appointment.
Again, just give us a little bit about your background and why you wish to serve, and just a couple of minutes, and given this is the OLCC, there might be a few questions.
Understood. Chair Devlin, Vice Chair Ferrioli, members of the committee, my name is Cassandra Skinner-Lopata. I first wanted to thank also Senator Morissette and the committee for having me here and for Senator Morissette's written testimony on my behalf. I have you have my resume and interest form in front of you. I am a practicing attorney in Eugene and really have had the privilege to go to law school and get a degree and become a practicing attorney, and with that privilege, I feel is a duty for public service, and I have continued a strong history of public service in my community and for the state of Oregon. I was previously appointed to the Governor's Council on Domestic Violence, and being that that is no longer a meeting body, I open it up to be appointed elsewhere. As far as the OLCC particularly, I am quite interested and intrigued by the rather schizophrenic mission of the OLCC and how that is balanced here in Oregon. And I'm very interested in working with the commission and the public. And I welcome any questions.
Okay. Could you comment on the schizophrenic mission?
Well, the mission I refer to is to promote the public interest through the responsible sale and service of alcoholic beverages. I find that quite interesting with your, you know, promoting temperance and yet a revenue maker for the state. And it's a very fine line, I believe. Not being on the commission, I'm sure I am. My learning curve will be steep, but I look forward to analyzing the OARs and hearing the public hearings and dealing with some of the political backstory that goes with this committee.
Questions from the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I feel as this applicant has read my mind, perhaps previous transcripts of our question.
Well, to be a little bit careful here, that schizophrenia is shared on the legislative side, because we obviously recognize that part of the mission of the OLCC is to promote the responsible use of mm-hmm. alcohol, and the legislature is often pushing OLCC to produce more revenue.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I am not trained in psychology, but I think schizophrenia is more related to paranoid delusion than it is to a duality of purpose and actions. But I'll be interested to see how this appointee deals with the conflict.
Okay. Sorry for not doing very well with your name, but thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
I will close that public hearing. And I'm opening a public hearing on the appointment of Daryl Skondon to the Mechanical Board. Yes, please give us your name for the record and give us a little bit about your background and why you want to serve on the board.
Chair Devlin, my name is Daryl Skondon. And I've got 11 years inspecting in the city of Eugene, all different sizes, all over the whole city. I've been just about every area of the city of doing different inspections for the city on mechanical installations. And to bring into the board. I hope to bring practicality. That's my basic.
I'm concerned about that, Mr. Chair.
Practicality?
You don't want to upset anything, do you, now? Just kidding.
Yeah. Any questions for Mr. Skondon? Seeing none, thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you.
And thank you for your willingness to serve Oregonians.
Thank you.
Okay, I will close that public hearing, and I'm opening a public hearing on the appointment of Ken Wells to the Oregon State Pharmacy Board. Mr. Wells? Please proceed.
Chair Devlin and members of the committee, my name is Ken Wells, and I reside in Eugene. I have been a registered pharmacist in the state of Oregon since 1973, and I'm currently serve as the OSPA president. I'm encouraged to serve on the Board of Pharmacy to have a positive effect with the profession of pharmacy, to hopefully work closer with the other boards that serve the state so pharmacy can be a team member and work together as we work through the changes in our healthcare profession as we go forward. I feel I bring years of experience that can be valuable in my management background. I see a broad perspective view as my job. I cover a lot of rural Oregon and the metropolitan area from Corvallis, Albany, down to Medford, out to Burns, Klamath Falls, so and over on the coast. So I see a lot of different pharmacy practice settings. I try to have a positive attitude, and I think, and just as important, I would say I'm a good team player. So at that point, I would open it to any questions that any of the members might have.
Yeah, any questions for Mr. Wells? Yes, Senator.
Just one, Mr. Wells. The Senate, anyway, as I can't exactly remember where it is in the process, we just recently passed out of the Senate a piece of legislation directing the Board of Pharmacy to schedule a number of different drugs in certain classifications. Methamphetamine, reclassified marijuana. I'm just curious, from a philosophical standpoint, as a prospective member of the board, what do you see that role? Is that a role do you believe the legislature should be directing you to? Do you have a strong feeling that that is what your job is? Do you see that any differently? I'm just curious what your perspective is.
Okay, Chair Devlin, Senator Metzger. I would say that, yes, it is your role. I think that we as pharmacists or board members, the only issue we need to work through is where we have a conflict between federal law and state law, where we have to follow the most stringent. But I think also in some of these steps, you know, maybe this is a step one, step two of a process that long term it may get us to where we want to go. And laws change all the time, so the federal government could also change their classification. But I definitely think we need to look at all aspects, and we need to look at the long term. What are we trying to accomplish, and what steps are we going to take to get there?
Thank you, Mr. Wells. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Yes, Senator Ferriero.
Mr. Chair, I noticed that the applicant is currently the president of the Oregon State Pharmacy Association, and I wondered about disposition of his presidency if he were to be appointed.
Chair Devlin, Senator Ferrioli, upon successful confirmation, I will immediately submit my resignation to the OSPA, and I would continue on as a member of the association, but I will step aside as president. Yes, I will.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being here today, Mr. Wells, and we will take action on your appointment a little bit later today.
Thank you.
That, I will close that public hearing. I'm opening a public hearing on the appointment of Karen Utsa. No close. To the Oregon Tourism Commission. Apologize for that, Ms. Utsa.
Senator Devlin, it happens all the time. It's all right. SW. My name is Karen Utsa, and I own a small inn in Dundee, Oregon. And I'm also the owner of a vineyard that is a family business. And a native Oregonian, and I'm very, very excited about having the opportunity to serve for the state on the Oregon Tourism Commission. As a native Oregonian, I am passionate about this state, as you can tell from my application, and I have the opportunity to work with guests who come from around the world. And I think it would be wonderful to be able to work on a state level to help take this forward, because tourism has become a very good thing for the state. And at this point in time, you know, having been an Oregonian for a long time and seeing the fishing and the forestry going by the wayside pretty much, I would be very happy to see tourism brought forward as it is moving forward.
Thank you, Ms. Hunts. Any questions? Well, thank you very much for appearing here today, and tourism is, in fact, a very important industry for this state.
We're very excited about it, Senator Devlin. And, Aaron, it's very sweet to see you.
Yeah, we'll close that public hearing and opening a public hearing on the appointment of Brian Carroll to the Marine Board. Mr. Carroll?
Good afternoon, Chair Devlin, members of the committee. My name is Brian Carroll. I'm from Albany, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here to be considered for confirmation for the Oregon State Marine Board. My interest here is that I have worked in and recreated in the Pacific Northwest for the past 25 years, and I have a background working in parks and recreation for about that same length of time. And so I recognize a lot of the challenges that the Marine Board faces and presently and what's coming down the pipe in the future as the state of Oregon continues to grow. And one of the things I've always tried to do is provide public service and be a good member of my community. And so I see the challenges that the community faces as something that I need to be part of, trying to be try to be part of a solution for those challenges. So I would certainly entertain any questions.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Carroll? Well, Mr. Carroll, thank you for coming here today. I don't know if there are any staff here from the Marine Board. I think it's actually one of the most efficiently run small agencies that the state has. So,
Chair Devlin, I would certainly agree with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Closed public hearing. I'm going to open a public hearing on the appointments of Deneen Fry and Philip Johnson to the Appraiser Certification and Licensure Board. And we will be waiting for one person to come forward, and this must be this obviously. Yeah. And Mr. Johnson, if you would start while we get the other person on the phone, that would be helpful.
Thank you. Chair Devlin, members of the committee, I'm Philip Johnson, and I work for the Department of Transportation in the Highway Division in the right-of-way section, and I'm interested in serving on the Appraiser Certification and Licensure Board because a good appraisal is the foundation of value for everything that we do in right-of-way, and a good appraisal is critical to the process, and this board ensures quality appraisals that are done by competent appraisers, and I'm interested in being a part of that process. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Okay. Any questions? Well, we'll wait till we get the person on the line, then we'll come back to you.
Thank you.
Ms. Fry?
Yes.
You're before the Rules Committee. We'd just like you to just talk for a minute or two about your background and why you want to serve on this board.
Well, Senators, I've been an appraiser for about 30-some years, starting my 31st year, actually. And I'm very active in education as well as appraising. And I'd like a chance to perhaps contribute something that I may have learned over the years to the profession and to the ACLP.
Okay. Any questions for Ms. Fry?
No, Mr. Chairman, but I do have a question for Mr. Johnson.
Okay.
Mr. Johnson, I see by your resume that you are employed by the Oregon Department of Transportation and that you are a licensed attorney and that you are the head of the mediation department.
Chair Devlin, Senator Farrelly, that is correct.
Mr. Chairman, I would just be interested to hear how Mr. Johnson might handle an issue where the interests of the Oregon Department of Transportation intersect with a decision that he might make.
Well, if I was asked to rule on a decision that would have a direct effect on the department and on my responsibilities as a member of the Department of Transportation, I would most likely abstain from that decision on the board because it's not my role.
Mr. Chairman, that was exactly the answer that I was looking for. I think recusal is a necessity at times when there's an interest that's conflicted. And I appreciate the recognition that the applicant obviously has for that possibility. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Farrelly. Well, Ms. Fry and Mr. Johnson, thank you both for being here today, and we'll take action on your appointments just a little bit later.
Thank you.
Close that public hearing. Committee members, we do not have the last person that is on my list available.
We're trying right now.
We're going to try. They were at a time specific, and we're long before that time specific.
Ah.
We can actually just carry them over till tomorrow if we do not. Okay. The last public hearing will be carried over till tomorrow.
And that was for which applicant, Mr. Chairman?
That will be for the appointment of Linda Sherman to the State Board of Psychologist Examiners. And if you could look at this, we will be at ease for just about 30 seconds.
Mr. Carrasco?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, cool.
Okay. Okay, we'll go through the motions and...
But we'll do it in a sincere fashion, Mr. Chair.
Yes. I will open... For the sake of the audience, this is my favorite part of the meeting. And usually it's longer than this, so you can see how... I'm opening a work session and moving the appointments of Deneen Fry and Philip Johnson to the Appraiser Certification and Licensure Board to the Senate floor with the recommendation the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session and moving the appointments of Frank Armstrong, James Edward, and John Wilkins to the Commission for the Blind to the Senate floor with the recommendation that the appointments be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening the work session and moving the appointment and reappointment of Lisa Phipps to the Governing Board of the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, Senate floor, with recommendation that the appointment and reappointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Closing the work session. I'm opening the work session and moving the appointments of Gilbert Carrasco and Marcella Mendoza to the Commission on Hispanic Affairs to the Senate floor with recommendation that the appointments be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session and moving the appointment of Cassandra Skinner-Lopata to the Oregon Liquor Control Commission to the Senate floor with recommendation that the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session and moving the appointment of Brian Carroll to the State Marine Board, the Senate floor, with the recommendation the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session, moving the appointment of Daryl Skondon to the Mechanical Board, to the Senate floor, with recommendation the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. Closing the work session. I'm opening the work session and moving the appointment of Kenneth Wells to the State Board of Pharmacy to the Senate floor with recommendation that the appointments be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session moving the appointments of Robin Shawcross to the State Board of Psychologist Examiners to the Senate floor with recommendation that the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session and moving the appointment of Karen Utes to the Oregon Tourism Commission to the Senate floor with recommendation that the appointments be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. Now I will move on to reappointments. I'm opening the work session and moving the reappointments to the following boards and commissions to the Senate floor with the recommendation the reappointments be confirmed. Teresa Ferrer and Simon Mamarel to the Commission on Asian Affairs. Eva Temple to the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission. Artimo Paz to the State Board of Education. Ron Gallinat to the Oregon Educators Benefit Board. Brian Fox and Rosemary Powers to the State Board of Higher Education. Gina Woolley to the State Housing Council. Richard Allen to the State Marine Board. Stan Robinson to the Oregon Racing Commission. Jackie Edmonds Manns and Wynn McCormick to the Oregon Tourism Commission. Alan Brown and David Lohman to the Oregon Transportation Commission. Tiffany Schweitzer to the TriMet Board. Patricia Smith to the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board. Any discussion? Yes, Senator Farioli.
Mr. Chair, I would suggest you amend your motion to add Lisa Phipps to the Governing Board of the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, unless you intend to waive her hearing till tomorrow.
We need a reappointment and appointment for her.
Okay, so it's taken care of.
Thank you, Mr.
Okay.
Chair.
Okay, any discussion? Just wanted to say that glad to see that former Representative Alan Brown is still serving the state. Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. We will decide on carriers a little bit later, and we'll find out if we need to split this at all, actually. With that concludes our business for this meeting. We may be called back in later this afternoon for a short period of time, like 20 minutes.
And that would be around 4 o'clock, Mr. Chair?
Around 4 o'clock.
Can you call me on my cell phone if that's the case?
Yeah.